The NHS is facing greater pressure than I've ever known. A combination of a lack of resources, both financial and to do with the number of staff available, is pressurizing patient services, leading to longer waiting times. We need to make sure that patients continue to be able to access services such as general practice, mental health services, and A&E, which is why a concentration on those areas is important. We also need to be looking to move care closer to their homes. Patients need to be able to access healthcare when they need it, promptly, with shorter waiting times, and also a consistency, which means that they know that when they need it, they will be able to get it. Various parties have indicated that they want to reverse some of the underfunding of both mental health services and general practice, which has happened over the last decade. And I do feel this is a sensible place to be putting money. We need to avoid going for flagship schemes which look good on paper, whilst ignoring the basics. My greatest frustration is a degree of lack of honesty from politicians about the situation the NHS is in. They give the impression that we continue to be able to provide all the things we've done in the past and that we'll be able to move forward. In reality, we need to be telling people that they need to invest more in the health service, and that may mean increasing taxes just to maintain what we're able to provide now as the population increases and ages. And if we want to do better, then it means considerable investment, both in money and manpower, into the NHS.